Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Episode 66 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In this episode, I will be giving you some strategies to help children with autism adjust to summer break. Summer break is around the corner. Some schools have summer break starting this week, while some have next. Summer break is a time when kids look forward to day camps as well as overnight camps. These camps allow our kids to develop various skills through fun activities, which will work on social interactions and turn-taking skills. These are very important skills many children on the spectrum struggle with. Summer break is challenging for our children on the spectrum as they crave a routine and structure. We have to prepare our kids for summer break. We have to create some kind of normalcy for our children to maintain some kind of consistency for them. It helps them to feel in control and reduce anxiety and frustration, as many children on the spectrum find it very difficult to engage themselves. They love to spend time with themselves. Some children might need constant one-to-one attention from a parent, which can be very exhausting for the parents. We have to create a schedule for them. A schedule will help them to know the order of activities which will be happening during the day, thereby reducing their anxiety and frustration. We can use social stories to help our children understand the world around them. Now is a good time to prepare our kids for upcoming changes in the routine in a concrete way by using visuals and social stories. Try to keep a consistent routine in terms of their wake-up time and sleep time for kids, as it will help them to cope with changes during the holidays. We have to find activities to keep our kids busy during the day, as our kids find it hard to engage themselves. We want to plan activities in a way which is not too overwhelming for them. Make a list of activities your child likes to do and offer them choices throughout the day so they can choose the activities. This will help them feel more in control. You can offer them puzzles, blocks, books, Legos to keep them busy. Limit the use of technology by setting a limit for screen time for everyone in the family, including yourself. Try to go out every day, even if it is for a few minutes. Take them to the park or a hike. Get them lots of fresh air and exercise. Some days you can even take them for a drive. Summer is also a time when our children regress. This is a great time to work on their IEP goals. It can be 30 to 60 minutes each day, depending on your child's abilities and their goals. Skills can be practiced in different settings, in creative ways, not always at the table. Summer is a good time to start working on self-help skills. These skills are so vital for our child's independence and good quality of life. Children on the spectrum find the transition to summer challenging, but we can help them by preparing them for the change slowly. Hope everyone has a good summer break. So I hope today's strategies can help you to help your child have a great summer break. Once again, I would like to thank you for listening to my podcast. If you love my podcast, leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcast, Spotify or Good Pod. This will help my podcast reach more autism parents. I will continue to share lots of strategies which I used with my son over the years in our journey on the autism spectrum. I also have a blog called autismfamilystory.com, which I started in 2019 to help other parents who are just starting out this journey or who may be already on this journey. I also do have an Instagram and a Facebook page with the same name, Autism Family Story, where I share lots of information, videos to help other parents starting out in this complex journey in the field of autism. Please do listen to my podcast and subscribe and share with your friends and family so they can benefit from it. Thank you for listening to my podcast today.